You are one good-looking crowd. I'm a little nervous, but if this was karaoke, I'd be singing, so here goes. My name is Johnny. I'm alcoholic. I got 82 days today, and that alone is a miracle. I'm a high school dropout and a college graduate. So there's a big span of space in between that I don't think I can really cover in 15 minutes. So I'm not going to try to broach that subject. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. It's a little city. You might have heard of it. I'm Italian. And I'm a drunk. I spent my early childhood learning the street trade of narcotics. And it was a lucrative business. So I dropped out of school. School couldn't really teach me much. When I was 14, I made about 45 grand my first month when I was on my own. So I was an earner. And all my life, I wanted to be a gangster. There's really not much clout in being a gangster, only amongst other gangsters, which I come to find out aren't really about much. So I'm 14, 15, and I'm following around the tough guys from the neighborhood. And they're drinking and snorting coke, and everybody got money. So I want to be like them. So I drink. But I'm not like them. See, when I was 8, my pop, he used to have parties at the house. And my pop's not a gangster, by the way. So there'd be liquor flowing everywhere. So I'm a little guy. I walk around, I'm under the tables, and I take the drinks off the tables. You know, there's about that much left in them. And I drink it, and I like it. So that's my first experience with alcohol. Alcohol, I mean, I hear a lot of people say they had problems getting alcohol at a young age, but I didn't have that problem. It was readily available to me, along with many other things that were readily available to me. So I had a decision to make of what I wanted. It was a smorgasbord of intoxication. And I partook. I had my first blackout when I was 12. I can't really tell you about it because I don't remember it much. I'm glad you find that funny. As I progressed through the ranks, and I was a self-proclaimed gangster, which really was really fake, and I really wasn't that tough. I think out of fear, I became self-centered and selfish. Fear of what you thought of me, fear of what you could do to me. So I learned how to attack first. I learned how to combat you with my mouth and then by whatever means necessary afterwards. And that only got me to prison, folks. I mean, you know, nothing glorious. So I'm going to jump to prison. Not fun. If anybody's been there, you do what they tell you to do. You work out, you play cards. You go to sleep, you wake up, you work out, you play cards. It's pretty much like that. I got out of prison, though, obviously. First stop, closest bar. Because, you know, you got to celebrate getting out of prison, right? So, first night out, first blackout. I wound up in jail. Don't know what happened. But I got out, obviously. Now I'm going to skip all that because 15 minutes really isn't enough time for me to really go into my life story. But my life is a pattern of doing the same thing and getting the exact same results that I always got, which is jail, losing everything, and alienating myself from anybody who's ever gave a damn about me. But I have 82 days sober today. I'm going to jump into the present. Life is strange because I feel things. And life is strange because I feel things. And I don't really know how to deal with feelings because I've always self-medicated. So when something feels good, I want to run with it. You know, I want to keep that good feeling just like I did with the drink and just like I did with the coke and just like I did with the kush, you know. I want to feel good. So I don't really feel good all the time. But that's okay. That's what you guys tell me. It's okay to not feel good all the time. You just have to talk about it. This is not a joke to me. I could go back out these doors, and anything I need to get back in the old life is a phone call away. But I refuse to live like that anymore. My end this time, what brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous and to 82 days sober, and, you know, God willing, time keeps, you know, going on and I can remain this way for the rest of my life. There's nothing but pain out there. There's no love. It's very lonely. And money doesn't make things good. For me, money makes things accessible because I own you and I buy what I want. So I don't have much money these days. But I got a $25 gift card for Starbucks, you know, so that's all good. I have a sponsor, and I talk to my sponsor every day, and he got his hands full with me. Because I go through it every day. And I'm realizing today that I'm afraid of a lot of things. I mean, I'm afraid to succeed. I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to love. I'm afraid to be loved. I'm probably afraid of a lot of other things that I don't even know about, but I'm sure that'll come out when I work these steps. I'm on step 4. And in the beginning, I didn't really think I resented anybody, but I resent a whole lot of people. You know, and inside, you know, bringing up these resentments makes me really want to get even, but that's not what it's about. It's about letting it go and moving on. And that's where I'm at today. I'm trying to let things go and move on with my life. I don't sleep well, but I wake up great. And my day always starts out real good because, you know, I hit the gym and I go hard because I don't know what else to do. And so I go there twice a day. And late at night when I don't want to go home, because I got a 24-hour gym, I go to the gym late. And I hang out on the leather couches in the locker room where nobody could see me, and I just burn the phone up because, you know, I don't really want to go home. I didn't want to come here tonight. I had a rough day. I had a rough second half of the day. I think a lot of things, my own self-created drama. I do that a lot. I create my own drama. I'm a drama queen. I hate to say that. It's like some sick part of me just wants drama in my life. So my sponsor tells me, Johnny, let it go. So, you know, I third step prayer like 500 times today. And I've been to the same Starbucks 3 times. And I'm zooming right now, by the way. You know, my phone didn't ring for like 2 hours, and I was pissed. And I'm thinking, why is nobody calling me? People always call when I don't want to talk. You know, I always get texts when I don't want to text. I'm getting carpal tunnel from texting so much. And nobody called. And that pissed me off. But that's okay. Because when you're sober, you feel. And I guess pissed off is a feeling. Is that a feeling? Well, I felt it, and I didn't like it. But it passed. And I was going to stay home tonight. But I didn't, because somebody came and picked me up. Because that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is good for. Picking you up and getting you to a meeting. I go to a lot of meetings. This recovery thing is very important to me. Because today my life is very important to me. I spent my entire life surviving. And I don't want to survive anymore. I want to live. But I don't know what living is. So, you know, I emulate the winners, and I might follow you around and step on your coattail, and I might call you to death and talk about nothing. And but if that's what I have to do, that's what I'm going to do. Never in my life since early childhood have I had friends. And I mean guys that just call you up and say, yo, what are you doing? Want to play ball? People call me today and say, yo, you coming to practice? I'm on a softball team. And and I like that. And I like that people call me and ask how I feel. Not for any other reason, that they just want to know, how do I feel? They say we do recover. Well, I want to recover. So I'm going to stick around for as long as it takes for me to say that I'm Johnny and I'm a recovered alcoholic. But as of right now, I'm Johnny and I'm a struggling alcoholic. But I'm walking the walk. I'm doing the deal. I'm using your words now. I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, Monica asked me to what I like to talk, and I didn't want to be up here right now. But I feel pretty good, so I'm glad that, you know, you asked me to talk. Thanks. I probably really needed this. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm Johnny. I'm alcoholic. I'm an easy guy to talk to, and I give you my phone number. You could call me to death. Anytime, 24 hours, my battery never dies. This is like the longest 5 minutes here in my life. She says 5 minutes. I'm going to say something else AA related that I don't think I've ever said in my life. I'm grateful that I'm alive and breathing today. Because they say there's worse things than death. And I've been near death, like real close, white light and all that, more than one occasion. And I've been locked up for a lengthy period of time for more than one occasion. And I've been miserably alone for a length of time on more than one occasion. And those things aren't fun. And I don't know what happens when you die, but I know that if I die today and meet my maker, I have a lot of things that I probably could never atone for. But as long as I stay sober, I have an opportunity to make something good happen out of my life. And that's something that I'm grateful for, that I have that opportunity. And I'm grateful for you guys to blow my phone up, even though you didn't call me for 2 hours. I appreciate that. And keep calling, because I will answer. And that's about 5 minutes, so... that's all I got. Thank you for letting me share.